Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, they talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip-hop. Cause it's classic hip-hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF posse and they the straight of production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we come.
Take a stand to follow our dreams.
our dreams. We gotta take a stand to follow our dreams. We gotta take a stand to follow our dreams. We gotta take a stand to follow our dreams. We gotta take a stand to follow our dreams. We gotta take a stand to follow our dreams. We gotta take a stand to follow our dreams.
Yo, this is All Man from Back for Adult Show. I got my special guest on the line, Concord recording artist Jay Mo from Jackson, Mississippi on the line. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Thank you for calling. I'm so appreciated that you called, and I appreciate you for supporting the show and everything. So tell us a little background on you. Give us a little background on you on how you got into the music industry and everything. And who is your influences in your music industry?
Well, I started rapping when I was like 4 or 5 years old. I used to walk around the house just listening to music, being on walls and stuff. Started freestyling when I was younger as well. Then as I got older, I started singing a lot, going to church, training my voice and stuff. And I like Nicki Minaj. She my influencer.
Who else do you like? So if you had a chance to collaborate with somebody, who would you collaborate with?
NBA YoungBoy.
Who? You got say it again.
NBA YoungBoy.
NBA YoungBoy. So you into the new school. So what do you think about hip-hop and the music industry as a whole today, and what you think about it, and how you feel about the messages that they're sending and everything that in their music and everything, and what you think about the music industry as a whole right now?
I feel like, I like hip-hop and stuff, but, you know, I just haven't just, you know, got just deep off into the industry, but yeah, that is how I feel about it. I ain't just got deep off into it yet.
Well, I know, I understand that the new school is different from when I grew up and everything, but you still have to learn the rules of hip hop though. You learn how to freestyle, right? You started freestyling,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's basic, right? Okay, so how
yeah.
we oh, everybody's learn. That's how you everybody in the industry learned how to do hip hop is to freestyle. I don't understand what everybody is so so upset when people tell you you have to learn you have to freestyle for everybody did. I don't understand. I don't get it.
Right.
You know what I'm
right.
saying? I ain't old. Ain't nothing wrong with me. Everybody that got into hip-hop had to freestyle. I don't understand what the problem is. I don't get it. And you young from the and you from the new school, okay? So there's no excuse. You know the rules. Everybody know the rules. Ain't nothing old about this, what I'm talking about. Everybody had to freestyle first before you became a rapper. She just told you. She started at 4 years old freestyling. Hello. How you going to rap without freestyling?
Right.
I don't know who told these people that. You see what I'm saying? That's what I said. Not everybody is regular hip-hop. No. You have to freestyle before you learn how to rap first. Everybody got it twisted. You had to come up with the words first, and then you had to put it to the beat. Y'all got it all confused. Not you. I'm not saying you, but a lot of these people got it confused. You have to come up with the words first, and then you come up with the beat. It's not the beat first, and then you rap. That's not how it works. It don't work like that. That's why y'all sound like the way y'all sound. But they teach you the right way. Ain't nothing wrong with OMF. Y'all got it twisted. She just told you. And she's from the new school. So I want you to call up here and tell her she don't know what she's talking about. I want you to call up here and say that. Everybody had to learn how to freestyle first. You had to put the words together first. You had to sit up there and write the words. I mean, you had to come up there and come up with the words first, and then you had to come up with the rap. I don't know where y'all get. You don't rap first. You had to come up with the words first. Y'all saying nothing. That's why y'all sound like that. Because you ain't come up with no words. You just take off your clothes. Put on some costume. That's not hip-hop. She just told you have to have words. You have to put words together, and then you put a formulated song. That's what how hip-hop is. Not taking off your clothes. Not putting on no damn costume. That's not hip-hop. Anyway, I just would like to know because I like the young people's opinion on it, because everybody think I got it all pissed off, because I don't know. It goes down to the basic rules. You have to learn how to have flow, skills, and talent to make hip hop. And this woman, and she just told you. So tell me about your songs. What are your messages behind your songs? So you sing too and you rap, right?
Yes.
So what got you into singing? I see you rap a little bit on your song, but you didn't send me no rap songs, but what made you go from rap to good singing?
Well, I still do both, but I started singing. I used to like go through a lot when I was younger and stuff, and just started, pressing my feelings on paper and just listening to the music and stuff in my room, just singing. Behind my rap. Sometimes I rap, like I rap out of anger sometimes. And then back then, like I were a problem child, but I kind of, grew out of it. So that's just kind of where my music comes from.
Right, you talk about your struggle. That's what hip-hop is. Everybody talk. That's what hip-hop is. We talk about, we have a message. We have a story to tell. That's what I'm saying. You have a story to tell when you make hip-hop. She just told you her struggle, her pain. Everybody goes through struggles and pain. I can't tell your story because I don't know what pain and struggle you went through. So that's what hip-hop is let everybody know, educate each other, and helping the next people grow. Not tear them down, not shoot them, not sell drugs. I say not taking care of your children. That's what our message was to our people. Our messages are different now. And the people that's influencing them is just as bad as they are. But they learned that from somebody that didn't know better, that knew better. I'm sorry, that knew better. That they ain't teach these young people to different. But like I said, I got people like you that's still from the history of hip hop, and you keeping hip hop alive. So I love that you doing your thing, and that's what I do. I help influence people to keep hip hop alive. That's what my show is all about. But we're gonna play your song. So tell us what about your song that you made with Willie Hutch, Love. And tell us how you came up with that concept.
My love song. I was really just going through a breakup when I wrote that song.
So what's that song about? And how did you come up with that collaboration? How did y'all get together to make that song, in other words?
Well, I had already been just writing to that. Like I said, I always, you know, press my feelings and stuff on paper. And I just wanted Hush to get on it because he sort of get where I come from and stuff. You know, and I know he was a good rapper. Well, he is a good rapper and stuff. So I just wanted him to collab with me on it.
Yeah, next time he come on, tell him, bring him on with you, and bring him on, and we next time, you know, we'll set up another date, and you bring him on if he's available, you know, talk about y'all's song. But we're gonna play his song real quick, and then we're gonna take some callers. Can you play J Mo's song, Love? Recording artist or rapper and R&B artist, J Mo in the house. Yeah, I love that song. Yeah, thank you. I love it. Yeah, that's great. But we're gonna see. We're gonna take some callers and see what they got to say. So can we take the first caller?
Yo.
Yo, who's this? Where you calling from?
Oh, yeah, this is Sinister Man calling from the Bay Area. I'm on the road now, man. I had to call in, check in, man. It's hip-hop. I like the song I just heard, man. I'm an R&B and hip-hop artist myself. And, you know what I mean? I hope she keep on making music, man, and come with a positive message. Yep.
Thank you.
Keep on making music, and I'm out. I'm on the road. Had to check in. Sinister, y'all Google Sinister Music, Sinister Music, and it's going down. Hip hop.
Okay.
Yo, that's rough. You keep in touch. Yeah, that's my boy, T Sinister. He got a magazine. He's a CEO and producer. He makes all the OMF and OMF Posse and music for CMT. And so you keep with him. We're gonna play some of his music on my show too. So you stay in touch.
Peace.
Okay.
Peace. Yeah, can we take another caller?
Hello?
Yeah, who's this? Where you calling from?
How you doing? It's Willie Hutch on the feature on that song with J-Mo, and I'm calling from Jackson, Mississippi.
Hey, what's up, man? You got your girl on the line.
Yeah, I heard her kind of struggling. I had to call in and help her.
Yeah, I love this song, man. You got to send your music to so tell us a little about you. Give us a little background on you and how you got in the music industry and everything.
Okay, well, I've been rapping since like elementary or whatnot. And, you know, as time went on, you know, I linked up with a few guys, friends of mine that used to rap with Starsky Red. He's a Little Man Records or whatnot. And I did a few songs with my guys. We stayed around each other till we got to like college and a little older or whatnot. And we just kept doing music. And I found out J-Mo did music, you know, from being around the house or whatnot. And I used to think she was real talented. I loved her voice. It was organic. It sounded different. It had a lot of potential, you know. And then I also heard her rap as well. And I'm like, dang, this girl can do both. You know, so, you know, with me being a fan of more or less old school hip hop, like you was addressing earlier, you know, I tried to be there with her and give her a little guidance. You know, she'll run verses by me, and I'll be like, well, you know, that's cool, you know, but what message are you sending out? You know, are you trying to help with like positivity in the black community, or are you helping with the degeneration of the black community? So, you know, I try to keep that in her mind as she go and write and do her music, you know. Hopefully she can just stick to the roots of hip-hop, you know, because I've been trying to explain to her, like, you strip away all this glamour and all this murder and everything, you know. It's an organic part of hip-hop that has to do with lyrics, you know. Now, like, anybody can just get on the song and just put something together with a beat, you know, and I'd just be trying to get her to focus on the lyrical content. Like, give the people something they can either think about, you know, and go research, like, what's that mean, you know? And, you know, I want her not to be cookie cutter, basically. And so I just try to give her a little pointer, a little advice, you know, help her on features. You know, if she get a song that maybe nobody can get on, you know, I can always get on pretty much anything. So, you know, she can always rely on me. And I will reach out to her when doing songs because she have a sound that I really love and enjoy. And all my friends and fans enjoy her sound as well. And I would like to say I'm very proud of her.
Thank you.
We all proud of her.
Hopefully this be the beginning of a bright future for her in the music industry. And, you know, I pray for her all the time, and I just wish her the best. And anything she need me there for, I'm there.
See,
okay.
That's what I'm talking about. When we win, you all win. This is what I'm talking about. This is what we are supposed to do with our music. You see what I'm saying? What you just said, I don't have nothing else to say. You said it all, my brother. That's what hip-hop was all about. Hip-hop was about the message behind your music. telling your story, having a story. We ain't telling you to be Tupac. We ain't telling you to be Biggie. Tell your story. Have something to say.
Exactly.
Have a message behind your music. Talk about your struggle. Talk about your what you're going through. Have something to say. Influence the next person. Right. Be a role model to the next one. Make it a better place for the next one. That is your job. That's her job.
Yeah.
And she already knows. And then you got somebody, like I said, somebody in hip-hop, again, somebody in hip-hop that knows hip-hop, knows the history of hip-hop, know what they struggle to make hip-hop. See what I'm saying? We got people like you. We ain't got enough people like you, brother. We ain't got enough.
And then on top of that, I know she had like little sisters or whatnot, like younger sisters, siblings. And I also tell her that, remind her that when she writes her lyrics. I like, now remember, you do have little sisters that like love quoting your lyrics. So, you know, give them something they can recite, they can quote back without nobody being like, where she get that from?
Like I said, longevity, like I said, it's not about the money. It's about longevity, about keeping the art form alive. We got it twisted. Everybody want to make money. It's not about the money. Hip-hop started with nothing. You didn't have a dime in your pocket. Now you're making a lot of money. You forgot the history of hip-hop. That's what I thank God for you, Willie, for teaching our young people, because we got our OGs done sold out, done bent over and took the cash, gave up the ass for the cash, and forgot about the history of hip-hop.
Yeah,
and
not
teaching these young people about the history of hip-hop. You have to have skills and talent to make hip-hop. Thank God for you, J-Mo.
Yeah,
thank
and
God
I also tell her that she has to be careful of what energy she put out there. Like, if you putting out all this violent rap and all this tough guy and bang, bang, shoot him up, you got to be prepared.
Exactly. We're not living long enough.
Because I seen how we done lost 200 rappers in the year of 2020 itself. So that was kind of disheartening as well.
Because you guess what? We fighting over some words, some dumbass words. Hip-hop is about some words. It was never personal. We made it personal. It was about some dumbass words. When Busy B and Kumo D didn't start hip-hop to do what you doing nowadays, talking about killing each other over some dumbass words. It's some dumbass words. You understand what I'm saying? We killing you making $1 million. What the hell are you mad about? You got cars, hoes, and you got jewels and everything. What you mad about? Why you out there killing somebody for? Why you ain't on no vacation? Why you ain't taking your kids somewhere, taking them to Bermuda somewhere? We stuck in the hood. That's why we like that, because we don't know no better. Because we don't know how to get along with no. We can't even get along with our own people. How are we going to go out there and learn how to get along with anybody? You got to clean up your own act first. Clean up your house first. Teach your children how to be responsible and teach your kids about having respect for authority. Our kids don't know how to act in the streets. That's why we're getting shot down the street, because the people that's influenced them is criminals. It's not the schools. It's not the videos. It's not the rap artists. It's your damn family is the reason why you're a criminal. Because they the first person.
Yes, speaking of which,
so
like,
you understand, so don't blame nobody. You blame your parents for why you where you are. Because your parents had a good sense to come from the generation I come from, our people wouldn't put up with the shit. Ain't no way our children be acting this way from the generation I come from. Ain't no way. You couldn't be on Growing Up Hip Hop. You couldn't be on Life on Lock Up and all that garbage you have on TV. You can't even watch TV nowadays. It's a damn shame.
Nope.
Black folks acting the fool, and there's adults who's acting the fool. Watch TV. It's the old folks up there acting the fool on television. Real housewives of Beverly Hills, all that garbage. You see what we teaching our children? Black folks.
Yes, and
black
people think that nowadays they think selling your soul is actually something written on a contract. It don't even have to be that no more. If you can contribute to the destruction of the black people here, you didn't sold your soul already.
That's right. Say it again. We are destroying our black people. It's Black Lives Matter. That, tear up that damn T-shirt. I never would believe follow that garbage, Black Lives Matter. Look what the hell we doing. Watch television. Look what we teaching our children. Look at these adults acting a damn fool over some sorry-ass woman or some sorry-ass man. Look how we teaching our children how to be in relationships, how to get along with each other. We don't teach our children to go to school and learn, pick up a book and learn how to read.
No, and I love reading.
Black Lives Matter is a bunch of garbage. They need to tear up that damn T-shirt.
Well, I'm enjoying the show, and I'm going to continue to listen.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for supporting the show. And you keep on doing
all right,
what you're
love
doing.
You, Buana.
I love you, too.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
Take care. Yeah. We're going to play a song real quick. We're going to play Napolis song featuring T-Pain, Be Like Me first.
I'm OMF, original master of flow.
And I'm ready to rock the house.
I'm OMF, original master of flow.
And I'm ready to rock the house.
Original master of flow.
And I'm ready to rock the house.
OMF, yo, original master of flow.
And I'm ready to rock the house.
Yo, here comes the lowdown, here comes the showdown. OMF and straight up is all up in your town. We coming back with the lyricals, coming back like Smokey Robinson's and the Miracles. It's quite critical when we come up on the scene. We ain't shaking that ass and we ain't ran for the green. We down with the real team, red, black, and green. Remember Martin Luther King and...
Still there. We back. with my girl J Mo from Miss J Jackson, Mississippi. Is there still there?
My dude, what's up, man? New York City hip hop, Sean Felder, Essex String. How you doing, Olamap? How you doing, my brother?
What's up? We got my girl J Mo from Jackson, Mississippi on the line.
How you doing, J Mo? How's things going down in Mississippi? Is she there?
Oh, I guess she dropped out. But anyway, what's going on?
Well, listen, man, I want to talk about the hip-hop halftime show at the Super Bowl that the legendary Dr. Dre did with Snoop, Eminem, Mary J., Kendrick Lamar, and 50. Hip-hop arrived at the Super Bowl. And another thing, Omar Meth, I watched the press conference of Dre, Snoop, and Mary J. interviewed by Pepsi talking about the upcoming show, and Dre broke it down simply. Listen, hip-hop should have been on this a long time ago. He's going to make sure hip-hop is represented that Sunday. I watched it on YouTube today. It's already 2.5 million views, that halftime show. To me, the second-best halftime show in Super Bowl history. And first, in my opinion, is the legendary Michael Jackson, 1993, when the Dallas Cowboys played the Buffalo Bills. But I tell you, hip-hop made its mark Sunday night, and I was so proud.
I was kind of disappointed because I thought they were going to do some new stuff. I didn't know they were going to do some old stuff, so I was kind of disappointed. I didn't want to hear the old stuff that they was doing. I know Mary got a new album out. I know Jay got a new album out. I know Snoop got something new.
Snoop got a new album.
I was really disappointed. You know, I love hip hop, but I was looking for some new stuff. I thought they was all going to come together and did a collaboration. That's what I was looking for. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I wasn't looking for this because I wasn't into. You know what I'm saying? I was disappointed listening to that because I didn't want to listen to that old stuff they did. Because you know,
well, you know, it's all political thing,
you know,
man.
What I'm saying?
It's all political thing.
And they had new stuff though. They could have. I didn't care if they did the old stuff, but they could have mixed it in and did some new stuff. Okay, they got some new songs. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. And that wasn't the best. That wasn't the best halftime show ever put on.
No,
Beyonce,
I said Michael Jackson.
Number
to me
one,
was number
I'm gonna put Beyonce's show the best one I've seen. If you want to put it like that. And Michael Jackson the next one. That's the next two. And Whitney Houston was the next one. Those three, the top three. And hip hop ain't got nothing. Hip hop ain't never had nothing in there. Number one.
No.
They wouldn't put
no
hip-hop.
Only collaboration. Only collaboration.
So Bruno Mars and them came in there and did that. And they only did that because they mixed that with R&B. They wasn't doing straight rap in Super Bowl. You forget.
No. No, not until this year. Not until this year. I still think Michael was number one.
And then they didn't, like I said, I wasn't impressed at all because they didn't do nothing new. And I was surprised.
I thought Ice Cube should have been in there.
And
I thought Ice Cube
should have
been
in there. 50 Cent was in there. They didn't announce 50 Cent. So I was
he's the last minute guest.
And like I said, I was disappointed because I didn't want to listen to that old stuff. I wanted some new stuff. I thought it was gonna do a collaboration, all of them together.
Yeah, well, you know it's all pop pulling.
And I didn't like Kendrick Lamar's song. I don't know what he was saying, what he was talking about. I didn't understand what the hell he was rapping about.
Mm-hmm.
He had a bunch of marching people, and I was like, what in the world is he talking about? See, that's what I'm saying. I don't even like hip hop no more because they ain't saying nothing.
Well,
that's why I have my song talking loud. They ain't saying nothing.
I'm disappointed
in hip-hop. I'm disappointed in the OGs. I'm disappointed in how they let hip-hop just went to the toilet. You know what I'm saying?
To the mainstream.
Man, y'all don't like me because I have a whole different opinion on hip-hop, you know. That's why people don't like me. I have a whole lot different opinion on hip-hop.
I understand. I want to call out this idiot on Twitter named Enter the Dome. We had a little debate. He got the nerve to say that KRS-One didn't pave the way for a lot of these new school hip-hop rappers today. I told him, yo, you need to check your history, man, and do your research. One did a lot for the game of hip-hop And I told him real quickly, he's a conscious rapper. He never was a mainstream rapper. If you heard his first album, Criminal Minded, back in the days with the late Scott LaRock, most of his songs was conscious rappers. And until the late Scott LaRock passed away, he dropped another classic album, By Any Means Necessary. So I have to tell the dude on Twitter, OMF Posse, Enter the Dome, talk before you speak, all right? KRS-One also had an achievement award from BET as one of the most influential rappers of our era. So I told him also, if you want to know about lyrics, maybe you didn't watch that Versus he did last year with Big Daddy Kane, which they still talk today as one of the best hip-hop battles of all time. So I told him, do your research. All hail the legendary Chris Parker, KRS-One.
Again, I go back to what I said again. People don't like what I got to say. That documentary is some bullshit. That's why you know where they get that information from?
Mm-hmm.
Because they watch that bullshit documentary on fucking YouTube that they don't know what the hell they're talking about. That's
mm-hmm.
why you don't know nothing about Chris Parker.
No.
They don't know about poetry. They don't. We,
no.
You talking about? I'm talking about the first album.
Right.
Poetry,
Criminal Minds.
One
yes.
and two. They don't
yes.
know about poetry. They don't know about
right.
Chris Parker. They don't.
Right. South Bronx.
They don't know.
Come
they,
on
that's
now.
That's blasphemy to sit up there and talk about he ain't hip hop. You done lost your
yeah.
mind.
Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
they're you watching them stupid ass documentaries about people that don't know shit about hip hop. You got
exactly.
people making money off of hip hop that don't know shit about hip hop. You got a
all
documentary
the
out there that's telling bullshit. That's why,
right.
where you think he got that information from? Where
mm-hmm.
you think these people getting this information to say this nonsense? They
mm-hmm.
don't give. They don't want to give the originals the respect we do. Give
and
us
the
our
credit.
Money. We want
right.
our money first. You owe us money.
Mm-hmm.
You owe
mm-hmm.
us money. We don't want you. Man, we want you, our money. We want our 10%.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I
mm-hmm.
want. I want my 10%. Because you stole all that shit from us. All you mother,
right.
y'all some biters. Y'all some dick
yeah.
riders. That's what you is.
Yeah.
You, if you ain't
yeah.
from New York City, you ain't hip-hop. And I
yes.
said that.
Yes. Well, I let him know, OMF, you need to do your damn research. So if you don't know who KRS-One is, then you don't know hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? And I met that brother plenty of times back in the days of the Bronx when he started out with BDP. He's a very humble and conscious do. So like I say, when he's long gone from this earth, they still going to honor Blastmaster KRS. Well, I'm leaving it like that, my dude. And also I want to shout out my XX Models, Miles the Monk, Isabel Gonzalez from Georgia. Check me out on YouTube, Sean Soto, Essex Promotions. I'll be in Baltimore. Matter of fact, I'll be in Baltimore next weekend with World Crush Keisha to hang out at the CIA tournament promoting Essex Fancy Drinks. I'll leave it like that. So like I said, it is what it is. Like I said, New York's still the birthplace of hip-hop. We're going to have that hip-hop review in 2023. And you stay up, my dude.
I will, man. You too. Thanks for calling in. Have a
yes,
good
sir.
Weekend.
You got it, bro.
All right. Yeah, so we play Mr. Sax, Dummy Dummy. Do you got Dummy Dummy?
Like a freight train. Say, check this out, homie, can you feel my pain? Madness reigns all up in the hood. While my young people's out there so misunderstood, that's why I'm down with G.O.D. and he got my back. Cause look at me now, I'm on a different track. Cause only God is the man that put me into a different place. Check out my music cause I come with the bass, the bam and the boom. This is what we come real soon. Ormiff and Posse and straight up is all up in your room. Coming back, dropping the lyrical rhyme. Check out my music cause it's coming back right on time. Me and Ormiff and straight up is all up in your spot. Cause we coming back now, cause we coming back with the classic hip hop. Now we back cause God only have our way. Check out my music cause we have lots of things to say.
Are you down with G-O-D? 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 I'm asking God, why do I have to live like this? Could you at least grant me just one more wish? This world is spinning way too fast. At night I go to sleep wishing it would pass, but when I wake up in the morning all I do is get mad. It's like, Lord have mercy on my soul. As I read the Bible I see the prophecies unfold. I see the Armageddon heading in, and ain't that nice? Are we living for the day or are we living to die? Ain't no unity left, I'm about to lose my breath. Can we handle the truth or are you scared of death? Knowledge is king, so let the king reveal. I'm hitting hard like a hammer with the heart of steel. I got rhymes for the rich, rhymes for the poor. And if you don't like my rhymes, we can step outdoors. And most of all, hold your hands up and praise the Lord. Are you down with G-O-D? 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 Are you down with G-O-D?
I get on my knees and pray every day, cause I thank the Lord for putting me on this earth today. Cause he walked me out the darkness, he brought me into the light. Cause I walk around here and I thank you, Jesus Christ. Cause he died on the cross and rose on the third day. Cause there's so many eyes that he had to pay. He had to understand the plan, for God had it in his hand. Talk about the things that he never did understand. Cause he opened his eyes and he opened up our heart. Cause just check out my music, cause I come from the start. Cause only God is the man that put me in a different space. Check out my music, cause I come up all up in your face. Are you down with G-O-D and you're down with me? Cause I am the man that he done set free. Cause only the man put me all up in the spot. Cause this is the music and I just don't stop.
Are you down with G-O-D? 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 Am I down with G-O-D? Definitely. He holds the key to the bottom of the pit where the old devil sits here. I'm here to let you know that I got plenty flow. And if you wishing on a dream, don't ever let it go. We on the same height, yeah, I got what you like. And you can catch me on the bus going on a higher heights. I went to Israel, yeah, that's right across the street. I went to New York and got myself a couple. We gon' be here, homie, like the constellation Orion. We gon' walk on water like Jesus did before dying. We gon' rise from the dead with a halo over our head. I thank Elijah Muhammad cause I believe what he said. Am I down with G-O-D? Definitely. Boy, you gon' see the revelation unfolding. And the moments are golden. I'ma give you some game and leave your whole brain frozen. Say G-O-D. Everybody say, are you down with G-O-D? 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 Are you down with G-O-D?
Walking on me. Father, protect all beings. He said, I got you, baby. My family, the water's like a bloodline thing. And when you think it's getting hard, the rap is faking, you're scared, oh my Lord.
Say G-O-D. Everybody say G-O-D. The man say G-O-D. Everybody say G-O-D.
I
say G-O-D. Everybody say G-O-D.
I good love.
Say G-O-D. Everybody say G-O-D.
a good love. Good love. A good love. A good love. A good love.
That was a song, G.O.D. Yeah, that was for all that posse. Yeah. It's just, like to thank everybody that showed. Thank J-Mo for calling in the show and dropping dollars at Willie Hutch and all the people that supported the show this week. We're going to be back on Saturday, February 19th. We're going to have Annapolis Williams from Indianapolis, Indiana, from Good Old Records. Just going to be on there. We have music. We have music and call us again. But I'd like to thank everybody for the show this week. And y'all have a good weekend. And I'll talk to y'all on Saturday. So could we play Peace of the Storm, Good and Bad? Do we got that one in the queue?
I'm OMF, original master of flow,
and I'm ready to rock the house.
OMF, original master of flow,
and I'm ready to rock the house.
OMF, original master of flow,
and I'm ready to rock the house.
OMF, yo, original master of flow,
and I'm ready to rock the house.
Yo, here comes the lowdown, here comes the showdown. OMF and straight up is all up in your town. We coming back with the lyricals, coming back like Smokey Robinson's and the Miracles. It's quite critical when we come up on the scene. We ain't shaking that ass and we ain't ran for the green. We down with the real team, red, black, and green. Remember Martin Luther King and I had a dream. But look at they sold out hip-hop, ran up on the spot, jumping out the box. Dancing a lot, the motherfucker walking all up in our town like motherfucking Bozo the Clown.
I'm OMF, original master of flow,
and I'm ready to rock the house.
I'm OMF, original master of flow,
and I'm ready to rock the house.
I'm OMF, original master of flow,
and I'm ready to rock the house.
I'm OMF, yo, original master of flow,
and I'm ready to rock the house.
Yeah, I'm all up in the street and can't feel the heat. Motherfucker, they fucked around and fell with the beat. Now they're walking around here with wearing dresses, looking around trying to impress us. But look around, they sold their ass, gave up the cash. But walk around here, look, they made the mad dash. Motherfucker, they walking and look around like clowns. Check out my motherfucking sound. OMF, we all up in your grill. We coming back, but we not Sugar Hill. They, we ain't dropping the real facts, dropping real rap. Motherfucker, we coming with the big massive attack. Hip-hop ain't gonna never stop. We coming back like motherfucking Biggie and fucking Tupac. Mel back on the motherfucking scene. Look around, check out the new fucking team.
I'm OMF, original master of flow,
and I'm ready to rock the house.
I'm OMF, original master of flow,
and I'm ready to rock the house.
I'm OMF, original master of flow,
and I'm ready to rock the house.
I'm OMF, yo, original master of flow,
and I'm ready to rock the house.
Yeah, I said it. OG should have been got our props. Look around, they done sold out fucking hip-hop. Walking around with a motherfucking wig and a perm. Look around, they had the nerve to get on board. Look around, check the noise. Look around, we coming and putting the shit back on pause. We back to take hip-hop. Motherfucker, fuck that. No more jumping out the box. Get real, this ain't Monty Hall. This ain't motherfucking Let's Make a Deal. Real MC, speak the truth. That's why our rhymes are fully stacked and fully bulletproof. Check out, we come with the motherfucking lyricals. That's what I'm talking about. This ain't no miracle. We come with the motherfucking beat. Motherfucker like Beat Street. Motherfucker OMF, when we taking back hip-hop. Coming back and it just don't fucking stop.
I'm OMF, original master of flow,
and I'm ready to rock the house.
I'm OMF, original master of flow,
and I'm ready to rock the house.
I'm OMF, original master of flow,
and I'm ready to rock the house.
I'm OMF, yo, original master of flow,
and I'm ready to rock the house.
I'm OMF, original master of flow,
and I'm ready to rock the house.
I'm OMF, original master of flow,
and I'm ready.
They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip hop. Cause it's classic hip hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF posse and they the straight of production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we're coming with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know. Cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fat and we ready to clap. Cause you suck at MC, soul out hip hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They soul out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They soul out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They soul out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They soul out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Kool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck an MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip-hop? You stuck a sold out art form and sold it to the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking cause. Cause I'm an OMF and straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop,
cause the real OGs ain't bitter. Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man, the African, the American hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't.